I'll begin with the verse that Daniel just read, Galatians in chapter 5 and verse 6. It's a very beautiful verse. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love. See, there were two groups of Christians in the early days of Christianity in Israel. One were those who emphasized circumcision, the law. You can't be accepted if you don't keep the law. And the other was, oh, that's all finished. That's old covenant. And so Paul said, the main thing is not you're arguing about all these things. The main thing is to see in your life whether your faith is making you work through love to build up your own life and to build up other people. As I've observed Christendom through the years, it's over 60 years now, I've seen the main problem that comes in individual lives and in churches is the lack of balance. And where there is no balance, the glory of God is missed. For example, when Paul wrote to Timothy, he wrote to him like this. And remember, Timothy is 45 years old when Paul is writing. And he says to him in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 16, there are two things you need to pay close attention to. 1 Timothy 4:16. One is your personal life, and the other is your doctrine, what you're teaching. Every one of us believes something. That is the teaching you believe. But at the same time, you have a life that you live. And what he's saying is, you've got to pay close attention to both. It's like two legs you stand on. One is your teaching, your doctrine, and the other is the life you're living. And one leg should not be longer than the other. With most Christians that I have met, their doctrine leg is much longer than their life leg. That means their doctrine, they are so pure, but the life is about half that size. So what does he say? You pay close attention to both. Make sure your life is equal to your doctrine. Is your doctrine pure? Your life should be equally long. Don't glory in the fact that your doctrine is pure. We've had examples in the years that I've seen CFC people, you know, arguing with others about doctrine. What you're teaching is not right, they say to some other people in some other church. And what they're saying is right. What they're teaching is not right. But if this guy who's saying that to the other person, if his own life is not balancing his doctrine, he's an unsteady person himself. There must be a balance. I remember many years ago as a young Christian, when I was reading the Bible, I read something in Leviticus, which really stuck with me through the years. Now, unfortunately, many Christians don't read Leviticus. It's a book all about it's an emphasis on holiness. And there are difficult passages. But Leviticus 26:13 is the word that has rung in my mind for many years. Leviticus 26:13, because it applies to me and to all Christians. And when you think of the land of Egypt, from the land of slavery, we were in sin. The Lord says to them, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. In our case, from the land of slavery to sin. So that you will not be a slave to sin. And I broke the bars of your yoke so that you may walk erect. That means you must walk in a balanced way with both legs equal length. Your life must balance your teaching. If you boast about the rightness of your doctrine, the rightness of NCCF's doctrine, Oh, brother, sister, your life must match up to that. If someone in another church, we say, well, those guys don't have a right doctrine. They baptize babies, whereas we know infant baptism is wrong. Well, if his life, if his Christianity is better than yours, what are you going to teach him? About water baptism? You need to judge yourself. I've met Christians like that who are really godly and who seem to have a slightly different doctrine from mine. Some people have sometimes wondered why I appreciate some Roman Catholics. Now, I completely disagree with Roman Catholic teaching and with a lot of their priestcraft and all that. To me, it's all garbage. But I met some saintly people among Roman Catholics, and I appreciate, and I say, for example, I've often spoken about Mother Teresa in India. There are millions and millions of poor beggars in India who are helpless on the streets, and the number keeps increasing. I have done nothing for them. I've sometimes given them some money. But I have not picked them up off the streets and tried to take care of them. This lady did that. Am I going to criticize? And she does it in the name of Christ. She's not doing it for money. And she says things like, I've got place only for one person in my heart. That is Jesus Christ. Not for Mary, for Jesus Christ. And so people have asked me, Brother Sank, how can you appreciate that person? She prays to Mary. I said, that is an intellectual problem she has. In her head, she was taught from childhood to pray to Mary. It's a wrong thing. Okay, forget it. But look at her heart. Don't look at her mind. Look at her heart. I think her heart is better than mine. But not that I have to do what she does. We have different ministries in the body. I'm quite happy for her to do what she does. I have to do what I do. God didn't call me to look after the poor on the streets. He asked me to build the body of Christ. Are both important? Yes. Paul did not spend his life looking after the poor people on the streets. He built the body of Christ. But there were other people through the years who've done that other part of Christ's ministry. So what I mean is, when you try to stand up for the truth of the doctrine that CFC churches and NCCF stands for, dear brothers and sisters, I'm not saying this as a judgment or a criticism, but you judge yourself and see whether your life is backing up the uprightness of your doctrine. Your doctrine is so pure, so right. Is your life as much better than those other people's lives who have a slightly wrong doctrine? If we don't do that, we are unconsciously going to become a little proud of our doctrine, that our left leg is the right size, and we don't even realize that our right leg is half that size. And we are not walking upright, like this verse said in Leviticus, I save you so that you'll walk upright and erect, not like a lame man limping along. If we could see what the way I see some brothers and sisters who are in CFC churches, if you could see the way they are walking in God's eyes, it's like a lame man. One leg is shorter than the other. It's so obvious that their life is much shorter than their doctrine. Their doctrine they stand up for, but that's much longer than their life leg. You need to ask yourself, is that how you see a man walking like this? One leg shorter, one leg the other. That's exactly how it is spiritually with many people whose life is not at all equal with their doctrine. But they boast so much about their doctrine. Otherwise, you should not boast so much about your doctrine. Does that mean doctrine is not important? Of course it is. Because without the correct doctrine, you're not going to find place in God's kingdom and you're not going to build the body of Christ. That's very, very important. Take heed to your life and to your doctrine, Paul told Timothy.